In a world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the stars. Resilient minds, that's who we are. Awakening potential, near and far. Angela Armstrong, raising the bar.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Transformation Talk with Angela R. Strong. I'm your host, Angela, and today we're diving into a topic that's at the heart of personal resilience, the power of value-based decision-making. In our previous episodes, we've explored various aspects of resilience, from mindfulness to overcoming adversity. Today, we're going to discuss how aligning our decisions with our core values can significantly enhance our resilience and overall well-being. Whether you're facing a major life decision or navigating day-to-day challenges, understanding and applying values-based decision-making can be a game changer. So let's get started. Let's begin by defining what we mean by values. Values are the principles that guide our behavior and inform our judgments about what is important in life. They're not just abstract concepts. They're the foundation of who we are and how we interact with the world. Some common values include honesty, compassion, adventure, creativity, and family. But here's the key. Your values are personal to you. What's deeply important to one person might not resonate as strongly with another, and that's okay. So, how does values-based decision-making enhance resilience? Here are a few ways. First, we have clarity. When we're clear on our values, it becomes easier to make decisions, even if they're complex or you're in stressful situations. Second, we have confidence. Decisions aligned with our values feel right. They boost our confidence and reduce second guessing. Third, authenticity. Living in alignment with our values help us feel more authentic and fulfilled, which naturally enhances our resilience. Four, stress reduction. When our actions align with our values, we experience less internal conflict, reducing stress and increasing overall well-being. Fifth, long-term satisfaction. Decisions based on our core values tend to serve us well in the long run, even if they're challenging in the short term. Now, let's talk about how to implement values-based decision-making in your life. First, you want to identify your core values. Take time to reflect on what's truly important to you. What principles do you want to guide your life? Second, prioritize your values. While all your values are important, some may take precedence in situations. Prioritize your values. While all your values are important, some may take precedence in certain situations. Understanding this hierarchy can help in complex decisions. Third, use your values as a filter. When facing a decision, ask yourself, does this align with my core values? This can quickly eliminate options that don't serve your authentic self. Four, practice value visualization. Before making a decision, I want you to visualize how each option aligns with your values and how you might feel afterward. Fifth, reflect, and adjust. Regularly reflect on your decisions and their outcomes. Are you living in alignment with your values? If not, what adjustments can you make? Now I'm going to guide you through a brief values identification exercise. I want you to know that there are no wrong or right answers, and I want you to trust your initial responses. Write them down so that you have these insights as they arise and you can refer back to them. First, we're going to do the values identification journey. This is a 10-minute reflection to uncover your core values. Find a quiet, comfortable space where you won't be disturbed. Take a few deep breaths, letting your shoulders relax with each exhale. This exercise will help you identify what truly matters. The journey begins. Close your eyes and let your mind drift back to three distinct moments in your life when you felt most alive, most proud, or most fulfilled. These could be your biggest achievement, or it could be a small, quiet moment. I'm going to pause for 30 seconds and let you think about that. For each of these memories, ask yourself, what was happening in this moment? Who was there? What made it meaningful? What values were being honored in this moment? I'm going to pause for 1 minute and let you think about that. Okay, next exercise, mountain peak perspective. Imagine you're standing on a mountain peak, looking down at your life from above. From this vantage point, what do you want people to remember about you? What qualities do you want to embody consistently? What impact do you want to have on others? Take a minute and think about that exercise. Okay, let's move on to our next exercise. Values emergence. I want you to think about what angers or upsets you the most in the world. Often these strong reactions point to violated values. What does your anger reveal about what matters to you? I'm going to pause for 30 seconds. And let you think about that. Don't forget, write down. Okay, let's move on to the next exercise. Personal heroes. Picture someone you deeply admire. What qualities draw you to them? What values do they embody that resonate with you? Take 30 seconds and write those down. Okay, open your eyes and take a moment to write down three words that describe your best self, two principles you refuse to compromise on, one way of being that brings you joy. This will be your integration. Consider which values showed up repeatedly in those different memories. Which values do you currently honor well in your life? Which values need more attention? In closing, your values are your internal compass. They don't need to match anyone else's, and they will and can evolve over time. What matters is that they feel true and meaningful to you. Take a deep breath and commit to honoring one core value you identified today in a small way before the day ends. It's important to note that values-based decision-making doesn't always make things easy. Sometimes it might lead you to make choices that are challenging in the short term. For example, if honesty is a core value to you like it is to me, you might choose to have a difficult conversation rather than avoid conflict that you know is coming. But in the long run, this alignment with your values builds integrity and resilience. Another crucial point, your values can evolve over time, and that's okay. As you grow and have new experiences, you might find that your priorities shift. The key is to stay self-aware and periodically reassess values. Incorporating values-based decision-making into your life is a powerful way to enhance your resilience. When you're guided by your core values, you're more likely to make decisions that serve your authentic self, even when you're in the face of adversity. This alignment creates a strong foundation for navigating life's challenges with grace and resilience. Now, let's take a few moments and I will answer some questions. First question, thank you. How do I know if I'm making decisions based on my true values versus societal expectations? This is a great question and a common challenge. Start by getting clear on what your values truly are, not what you think they should be or what someone else is telling you. Pay attention to how you feel when making your decisions. Choices aligned with your authentic values often feel right, even if they are difficult to make. If you feel persistent discomfort or resentment after making certain types of decisions, it might be a sign that you're acting on external expectations rather than your true values. Regular self-reflection and honesty with yourself are key. What if my values conflict with each other in a particular situation? Value conflicts are normal and can often arise in complex situations, right? When this happens, it's helpful to prioritize your values for that specific context. Ask yourself, which value is more important in this particular situation? Sometimes you might be able to honor both values to different degrees. The key is to be conscious of the trade-offs you're making and to make your decision thoughtfully rather than reactively. Can values-based decision-making help with everyday choices, or is it only for big decisions? Values-based decision-making can absolutely help with everyday choices. In fact, applying it to daily decisions can help reinforce your values and make it easier to rely on them for bigger choices in the future. For example, if health is a core value, it might guide your daily food choices or whether you take the stairs instead of the elevator. Over time, these small values-aligned choices compound to shape your life in significant ways. Thank you for joining me for this exploration of values-based decision-making. I hope that you're inspired to reflect on your own values and how they can guide you towards greater resilience and fulfillment. If you found value in this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and share it with others who might benefit. Your support helps us reach more people with these transformative ideas. In our next episode, we'll be diving into emotional intelligence and resilience. I can't wait. We'll be exploring how understanding and managing our emotions can significantly boost our resilience. Until then, remember, every decision is an opportunity to align with your values and strengthen your resilience. This is Angela R. Strong signing off. Here's to your values-based resilience journey. Take care.
In the world of change, where do you belong? The answer's clear, it's time to be strong. Mindful growth, that's where we thrive. With Angela's guidance, watch your best self arrive. Transform with strong, reach for the